In the White House office of the National Security Advisor, Admiral Arnold Morgan was beaming with good spirits. Boomer smiled at him. I'll tell you about the journey during lunch. Meanwhile, there is something I want to tell you about. It might be significant.
What is it?
On my vacation, we took a little side trip down to Kerglin, just to see the island. I'm really interested in that Woods Hole ship that vanished, the Cutty Hunk.
You didn't find it, did you?
No, we didn't find it. But I looked over the starboard bow, and I saw the periscope of a submarine. It was a couple of hundred yards away, making about 5 knots. My buddy Bill saw it as well. Admiral Morgan looked up sharply.
I know there are a couple of Taiwanese subs unaccounted for. I want to know exactly when they return home. I don't expect to be told where they've been, but I'll be watching them all very carefully.
Lunch ended at 1500 hours. Soon after at the White House, Arnold Morgan was talking to the CIA, trying to determine the comings and goings of Taiwan's two Hai Long-class Dutch-built submarines. Their numbers, 793 and 794, were painted high up on the side of the sail. They were easy to identify. The officer on the Far Eastern desk promised to get someone on the case within the hour. It was 5 weeks before any serious intelligence emerged. Around the second week in April, a few facts started to fall into place. There did appear to be a pattern to the ship's movements, a somewhat mysterious pattern. Arnold Morgan pondered.
Sounds like 5 weeks out, 5 weeks back, one on station. That little Hai Long couldn't make more than 8 or 9 knots on a long journey, 200 to 220 miles a day, which means it could cover 7,000 to 7,500 in 5 weeks.